Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2130. Why Go Grass-Fed? The Benefits of Grass-Fed Meat by Eric Lea of ericlea.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. This is where I read to you from some of the best blogs covering fitness, diet and nutrition, stress management, weight management, and a lot more, all with permission from the authors. Now, today is Wednesday, and like I do every Wednesday, I like to share a little bit of inspiration with you. So here's today's inspirational quote. One day at a time, this is enough. Live in the present and make it so beautiful that it will be worth remembering. Ida Scott Taylor. All right, so with that, let's get into today's article and start optimizing your life. Why Go Grass-Fed? The Benefits of Grass-Fed Meat by Eric Lea of ericlea.com. Grass-fed meat is all the rage, which may have you wondering whether it's actually healthier or just another trend. Fortunately, quite a bit of research is showing that while grass-fed may be trending, its benefits far exceed simple popularity. Here, I'm breaking down why you might consider grass-fed animals for your protein, as well as just how much of an impact it might make on your health. 1. Higher in omega-3 fats. Grass-fed beef has been shown to contain up to 5 times the amount of omega-3 as grain-fed beef. Why is this beneficial? Omega-3 fatty acids are a type of essential fat, meaning we need to get it from food, and it has potent anti-inflammatory properties. Typically, Western diets are filled with a high amount of omega-6 fatty acids, and while these are beneficial in some aspects, they can become inflammatory and raise the risk of health issues when overconsumed. When animals are fed their natural diets, such as grass, their bodies maintain higher levels of anti-inflammatory omega-3, which we then consume. When animals are fed too many grains from their feed, their bodies can become inflamed from eating more omega-6 fatty acids, which is then passed on to us. Because we already get adequate amounts of omega-6 fatty acids in our diets, it's beneficial to consume plenty of omega-3 fatty acids in order to have a more balanced ratio that helps fight inflammation, help maintain heart and artery health, and more. Studies have shown that omega-3 fats can also lower blood pressure and heart rate, improve blood vessel function, and even help lower triglycerides and artery inflammation, which play a role in the development of atherosclerosis. 2. Higher in antioxidants, like vitamin E. Although we typically associate antioxidants with fruits and vegetables, meat and animal products do contain them. However, on average, grass-fed meat contains higher amounts of antioxidants than grain-fed. These antioxidants include vitamin A and its precursor beta-carotene, as well as vitamin E. These antioxidants play a role in preventing damage to your DNA and cells, as well as helping with repair and cell maintenance. Studies have shown that these higher antioxidant levels are due to the diet of grass-fed animals, which are obviously eating more fresh grasses than their grain-fed counterparts. And this reveals that what animals eat can also impact our health and nutrient levels, for better or worse. 3. Higher in CLA. CLA, or conjugated linoleic acid, is a potent polyunsaturated fatty acid that has been studied for its impact on fat loss. In fact, CLA may be one of the most thoroughly studied fat loss compounds in the world. Many studies have shown that CLA may help inhibit fat production, decrease food intake, and even increase fat burning. Of course, CLA isn't a magic bullet for fat loss, but consuming it may help with slaying fat, which is yet another bonus point for consuming grass-fed meat, specifically beef and dairy. The CLA content is 300 to 500% higher in beef and dairy from grass-fed cows than grain-fed cows. 4. Vitamin and mineral rich. While both grain-fed and grass-fed meats contain an abundance of nutrients, grass-fed meat typically contains more. It's rich in B12, B3, and B6, all of which are crucial for energy production. Plus, it's also loaded with highly bioavailable iron, selenium, zinc, and creatine, which are important for oxygenation, testosterone production, and muscular health. Interestingly, studies show that selenium deficiency can cause muscle weakness and fatigue, which can impact your training and gains. Creatine is also excellent for helping your muscle cells produce more energy. It does this by increasing your phosphocreatine stores, which allows you to produce more ATP energy to fuel your muscles during high-intensity workouts. 5. Better flavor. Most of us are aware of all types of health foods and supplements, but the bonus with this one is that the flavor actually tastes better. Of course, this is subjective, but many people who switch to grass-fed meats claim the flavor profile is richer and tastes cleaner. And 6, happier, healthier animals. To be considered a grass-fed product, the animal in question must have had access to grass and a pasture during its lifetime. Grain-fed animals typically spend much of their lives confined to a stall without much room to move and without much fresh air or sunlight. Choosing grass-fed meat encourages the production of animals that are in a healthier, happier environment in nature. Studies have also confirmed that feeding cows primarily grain throughout their lives can promote more illness and bacteria, the last thing any of us want to consume. Another factor to consider is that many companies and farms offering grass-fed meat also keep added hormones and antibiotics out of their animals. Now, this is not true for all. It's important to check the label carefully. But this is extremely beneficial since these hormones can disrupt our own hormonal system, potentially causing plenty of endocrine-related health problems. The bottom line. Grass-fed meat contains an average of 5 times more omega-3 fatty acids than standard grain-fed meat. Grass-fed meat is more nutritious, containing higher levels of antioxidants like vitamin E, B vitamins, and minerals like magnesium, zinc, and copper. Grass-fed meat contains more conjugated linoleic acid than grain-fed meat, which plays a role in fat usage and fat storage. And many customers state grass-fed meat has a much better flavor than standard meat. You just listened to the post titled, Why Go Grass-Fed? The Benefits of Grass-Fed Meat by Eric Leia of ericleia.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Today's author Eric said that if we feed our cows mostly grains as part of their diet, it can actually increase the likelihood of the growth of bacteria. And this is true. Scientists have found that there seems to be a strong relationship between grain feeding and the growth of a bacterium called E. coli 0157H7. This particular strain of the E. coli bacterium is the one we find in our food supply, like raw beef, and can lead to significant health problems like kidney failure and even death. So, how is it possible that a high grain diet can lead to more growth of this harmful bacterium? Well, researchers found that the grains that these cows consume don't get digested in the same way that grasses do. So as a result, the starch that's left over in a cow's digestive tract after consuming grains makes it a perfect breeding ground for E. coli. Some studies have even found that when cattle switched from a high grain diet to an all hay diet, the amount of E. coli in their systems declined 1,000-fold within 5 days. So, if we can afford to buy grass-fed beef whenever possible, it may help keep us healthy and the animals happy too. All right, that'll do it for another edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. That really goes a long way to keep all of this running. So, I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.